This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Good morning. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is about 6:04. This portion of the program is brought to you by Credit Karma. We actually have Zac Brown Band tickets. We are resuming some contesting here. We're going to continue to postpone the We Can't Survive tickets that we've been doing, or the setup for that. But the Zac Brown Band, they're at Shoreline on the 27th of October, and we have tickets every day, all day long, on the fives at 9, 11, 3, and 5. Caller number 97 at those times. So be listening for that. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma, get knowing. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Happy Birthday to Pier 39.
Yeah.
Celebrating 39 years on the San Francisco waterfront. Pier39.com. Go visit.
I remember when it was going down first there. Yeah. They used to instead of where the merry-go-round is, they used to have a swimming pool.
Oh.
They would do high dives.
Really?
Yeah. It was a trip. It'd be windy and they'd have to like wait a minute for just the right
Was it like a
wind.
Show or uh-huh. anybody could do it?
It was a show.
Oh.
Anybody
crazy.
I don't know. The olden days, man, we just took a lot more chances.
Yeah, things were different for sure. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Pier 39 is a fun time.
Sure, it is.
Every accident along the way, though, has whittled away our freedom.
It really has. It is amazing how one thing happens and, you know, like even like an iron. I mean, it's clear.
Is that why they have don't put your hand on it?
Right, don't iron your clothes on your body. It's like you know all these things. Some idiot did them. And so now they have to, and because they got sued over it because there was no literature saying don't iron your clothes while they're on your body. Now they got to put it in there. All right, so let's get started here. I am going to talk about the Vegas tragedy. We're trying. I think we were off to a good start, you guys, and we're trying to have a good morning and just try to feel slightly more normal today. I do want to say though, I watched all the late night shows that aired on Monday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like to cry, watch Jimmy Kimmel.
That's what people are saying.
He's making the news a lot right now.
He's brilliant. Some of the things he says. He took on the healthcare thing a couple weeks ago, and the things he said are such common sense, no nonsense. He's, you know, here's a guy who, when his son was born, he was born with a heart defect, and he had to go through all these surgeries. And the thing that he took out of it, and people are accusing him of politicizing, he's like, yeah, I had a kid with a heart defect so that I could become involved in the political, because I had all this stuff to say about this political issue. You know, he just really talked about that and really made a heartfelt appeal for why, you know, everyone should have, you shouldn't have to decide whether or not your kid can live or die based on, you know, your budget. Like a child should have that available to them. If your kid is born with a heart defect in America, they should be taken care of. So last night, he's from Vegas, and he just was so, and he held it together more or less. I mean, he's on the verge of tears the whole time, but he's just talking about how it's, you know, I don't even want to go into it too. I almost want to just play you the thing
because
he just makes these incredible points. It's like when something burns down and people are trapped in a building, we change the laws. And we changed the codes so that that doesn't happen again. And he talked about how there was a big hotel fire in Vegas and just everything that happens, you know, whenever something, the iron thing, when someone is stupid enough to iron their clothes, we make a big push and change the rules about, you know, not allowed to iron your clothes on your body anymore, you know, whatever it is. And he said,
in this case, you're talking about gun control.
And how he, right now in the Senate, they're about to vote on whether or not to, you know, silencers should be okay. It's like, really? That's what we're talking about in the wake of this? It does seem like we could do more. They say 90% of the country is totally in favor of stronger gun control. 90% of the average people who are out there are like, yeah, there should be rules. There should be background checks. There should be all these things in place. There should be limits as to what people can have.
Well,
blah, blah,
I don't
blah.
Know how that works nationwide. I really don't. I know that I went and bought a gun, and it took me 2 weeks to get it. Mm-hmm. So I went through a process. I had to give them all this information. They said, thanks. We'll call you when you're clear.
Right.
And it took 2 full weeks.
Right. So you bought from a dealer, right?
I bought from a dealer in San Jose, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the weird thing about that was I'll not be able to remember. Let's not try to figure it out. But something went down, and I don't remember what it was, but the place flooded with business because of some kind of thing.
That's what happens.
And so what I learned from going, and because I kept going back to go, hey, So I was around the place a couple times. I'm watching the lines out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And the people waiting for these weapons. This thing probably made gun sales spike up.
It did. It was already reported Monday.
Like NASDAQ was reporting gun sales.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't even know that.
Smith & Wesson, you're psyched.
But I know it just from what I was able to watch at that small window of time. I realized the people go and get more weapons whenever they think there's a possibility that the winds are changing and they're going to lose the option to get the biggest weapon of all time.
So, or they'll be left behind and that biggest weapon won't be available anymore.
That's what I mean. Right. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say, is they suddenly think, I better get it now while I still can.
Right. Well, listen, you know, the thing is, you went through a dealer and there are a million loopholes. If you really needed a gun, you could get one today. You know, you can buy one from someone who's selling one privately.
Yeah,
there's no restrictions with that. You could go to a gun show. You can get them online. It's, you know, I'm glad that you went through the full
process. I can't
process.
Speak to that. Yeah, I don't know that.
But anyway, he made the point, and it's a good point, and it seems super, it's like it makes perfect sense, and yet, you know, the NRA is the strongest lobby on earth, apparently, and they are now, so what we're talking about this week instead of, wouldn't it have been great if there was a silencer on this particular gun? Wouldn't that have been wonderful? Boy, that could have gone on for an extra hour. Like, it's very confusing why most Americans say, yeah, there should be stronger gun control, and yet there seems to be less and less of it all the time.
So
there are people who are on the no-fly list who are able to get guns because of the NRA lobby.
Back to Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
So are you just watching the monologue part, and or are you watching like the rest of the show where he has guests?
I think I did watch part of the show where he had
guests. Because I'm wondering,
guest.
When he has guests on, are they talking about this? Or does he go on to talk about, oh, you're here to promote your movie?
He had someone on. No, he went back to business as usual, to tell you the truth. He talked passionately about this for a few minutes. And when he came back from the break, his demeanor was significantly changed. And I'm sure if it comes up, they do talk about it. But I think that that was business as usual. I really do just watch mostly the, unless I love some guests they have on.
Yeah.
I usually just watch the monologue. All right, so couple things in the wake of Sunday's mass shooting. Jennifer Lopez has postponed the next 3 dates of her Las Vegas residency at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in the aftermath of Sunday's the massacre. The shows were scheduled for tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. They're doing refunds. The venue said, Jennifer is heartbroken such a senseless tragedy occurred, and her thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families. She's one of the only ones there who canceled. Everything was pretty much canceled on Monday, but it was business as usual on Tuesday in Vegas. Wayne Newton says that, and his show resumed on Tuesday, apparently. He doesn't think the shooting will scare people away from Vegas. He says Vegas is, quote, one of the safest cities in the world. I don't know how he figures that, but okay. Guy lives there. Blue Man Group, Penn & Teller, David Copperfield, Wayne Newton, Eddie Griffin, Piff the Magic Dragon, the Chippendales. Mm-hmm. I believe Celine Dion, the show went on. Mm-hmm.
What about the Thunder Down Under?
I don't see them listed here, Hooman, but... We could call to see if the Thunder Down Under is...
Don't worry, your show's still happening.
It's still happening. That is...
Hooman.
An interesting poll.
Hooman, everybody. the gift that keeps on giving.
It just gives it. It's been given for 18 years now. When did you? How long you been on the show now?
October 31st will be 18 years.
18 years.
18 years.
Halloween.
Then you could cut him loose now, Sarah.
No.
He's 18.
No. No, he can stay on my insurance till he's 26, right? I love that guy. For that reason only. Is the Thunder Down Under still going? Did they cancel anything? So everybody went back to work, it looks like last night. Everything was canceled on Monday. Everybody went back to work on Tuesday. Celine Dion's show at Caesars is going to go on, but Jennifer Lopez has canceled this weekend. I think that, Cirque du Soleil's Michael Jackson's One, that's at Mandalay Bay.
Mm-hmm.
That is also off for the time being.
Hmm.
The younger brother, you know, look, here's the thing. Somebody goes crazy like this and in the end is gone, so you can't ask them any questions. So you turn to the family and everybody that they know and you ask them all the questions. So this guy's got a couple brothers.
Yeah.
One of them is in Florida, and that's the one who was on the news quite a bit.
He started talking right away.
One, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, confused and what the F. And but there's a younger brother of Stephen Paddock. He's the shooter. And he's got quite a rap sheet. This guy's name is Bruce Paddock. He currently lives in California. TMZ pulled all kinds of court documents. He's a regular in the criminal justice system. Criminal threats, arson, vandalism, petty theft, burglary, weed, driving on a suspended license, contempt. I don't know how many of those resulted in convictions, but he was a 57-year-old. And they're referencing again here, apparently the father of the shooter was a bank robber who was once on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. I think you reported that yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, one of the neighbors said, I read a ton of stuff about this dude, as much as I could get my hands on yesterday and this morning. One of the former neighbors, when this dude was a little boy, invited the kid over. Steven is the guy's name, right?
Yeah.
Invited him over to swim in their pool because he knew the police were coming to get the dad.
Oh, I read that. Yeah.
Did you read that story too?
Yeah.
Oh. So, like, let's get you out of there.
Yeah. So, and the neighbor was just sort of speculating, or who knows what that does to a kid that their dad is a bank robber, you know, a wanted bank robber.
Right.
But that was one of the stories I'd read about this dude's childhood. I also read that, you know, initially they are saying he seems like a nice enough guy. Now we're hearing many different things about this dude.
What?
He was just a grump and a jerk, and
he treated people poorly.
Yeah, mean to his wife or girlfriend or whoever
she
was.
Would yell at her in public.
Ugh.
And none of that would lead you to believe you're going to become a mass murderer.
Yeah.
But it's still, the picture's changing now that we're getting more info. And the money he wired to the Philippines is the big question.
$100,000.
And the girlfriend just landed back in L.A.
Right.
But that's one of those weird flights. The Philippines is like a 15 to 20 hour flight.
Mm.
So it's one of those weird trips that she would had to have planned, you'd think.
I saw some speculation this morning that he was planning this. Like, the last gun he purchased was last Thursday of the 30 that he's acquired in the last year, and that he sent her to the Philippines. Is this planning? He's got all the stuff with him. He's clearly planning something, unless he travels with his arsenal everywhere he goes. But that he got her out of the country so that she wouldn't be implicated. And they're saying it's possible the $100,000 was transferred there for her.
Mm.
Well, that would make sense.
It would. They say, also, $100,000, not much to this guy. Like, he would spend that in a night gambling. Like,
was
he was a pretty rich
dude.
Yeah,
he was. He did a lot of real estate investing and had made good money and made a good money gambling too, apparently.
Right.
And was on, he'd had I guess anything over $10,000 that goes on in a casino gets reported.
Right.
And he'd been reported a bunch of times.
Right.
Whether that was losses or gains isn't the issue. It's just get your name tagged.
Mm-hmm. Tapped on.
He'd been a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
So he was hanging around the casino life. For that guy.
I just wondered, you know,
what
is so bad in his life that this is what he's got to do?
So the other thing was, as we're talking about the planning, he'd put cameras in the hallway of his hotel room so he could see when they were coming for him.
Oh, is that what I saw the thing about the cameras? I'm like, and, what was he? He was filming too. Himself? Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. So he could, from his room, see when they were coming for
right.
him.
Right. And he would know when to. So his plan was suicide. Oh, man.
Again, this is right now. They're just going through all the stuff they can find on this guy. And this is what we're reporting. None of it means we're not going to get the answer we want.
No, we never
will.
There
isn't going to be that. What could someone have done to this guy?
Right.
And even if we did find out,
it wouldn't change a GD thing.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, Kirstie Alley was pissing some people off yesterday. She's a Scientologist, and they're against any kind of drugs that people take, mood elevators or, you know, anti-anxiety, anti-depression, all those drugs. And she was saying that that was the common denominator in all of these shootings. She said something to the effect of pre-1980 that we didn't have shootings like this. And she said, you know, the common denominator is so. And I haven't even heard that this guy was on antidepressants or anything else. But she's
speaking out.
She's yelling about it. Oh, violence and depression and suicidal thoughts can be part of the side effects. And that is true. But people were screaming at her about it. And, you know, Tom Cruise said Brooke Shields could have beaten her postpartum depression with vitamins. You know, thanks for your input. But who knows? Just thought I'd let you know what she's yelling about. Don't worry, the internet has it covered. Both sides, they're yelling at her.
Excellent.
And praising her.
I watched Brooke Shields on What Happens Live with Annie Cohen.
Oh, yeah?
Last night.
Is that where she was talking about Trump propositioning her?
Yes.
20 years ago?
Yeah.
She says Trump called her and said, listen, you're America's sweetheart. I'm the richest man in America. People would love it. We should date.
Mm-hmm.
Right after a divorce.
After he divorced Marla. Oh, wait. Did he marry Marla or after the breakup? Maybe whatever it
no,
was.
He married her.
He
they were married.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when.
She's like,
yeah, she was like, no. That's funny. I found this interesting, and I'm wondering if this is like just a different way of saying something that I don't like these days. The kids, what the kids are up to these days. What's standard these days? I often find that I don't know. Gucci Mane, can you find me a Gucci Mane song? Gucci Mane's like a rapper dude, and he's about to get married.
What?
Yes, Gucci Mane's fiance's name is probably Keisha. K-O-Y-O-R.
What?
It's spelled so crazy, though.
Spell it.
K-E-Y-S-H-I-A-K-A apostrophe O-I-R.
Oh.
Keisha K-O-Y-O-R.
All right.
Or possibly Keisha K-O-Y-O-R.
Probably Keisha.
Probably Keisha, right?
Yeah.
So here's Gucci Mane. So they're about to get married, and she is saying that she fell in love with Gucci Mane after performing a certain service for him. So I saw that and went, tell me more.
Something she did for him,
and then she fell in love with him because he said that no one had ever done that to him before.
And so she felt like...
But I'm going to tell you what it is, and then I thought, Am I just not getting this? Am I not grasping this?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I got this, Sarah. Don't worry about it.
I hope so, Vinny.
I got it.
She says, quote, I fell in love with Gucci when I bathed him. I put him in a shower and just bathed him. I just did things to him. And he looked at me and said, wow, no one has ever bathed me before.
It sounds like she soaped up a washcloth and gave him a good cleaning.
So that's what she's saying. Because I was thinking a tongue bath.
Oh.
Or that, like, bathing is like a, I don't know.
No,
it
has to be the
hose involved here.
Like, I was going to say, what could that have been done to that guy that hasn't been done? And it would be something simple like that. It'd have to be.
So you think this could be actually that she actually bathed him, and maybe not even having anything to do with his Richard.
I think it's there in the room with them. Sure. So I mean,
they're all soapy and slippery.
Well, have you ever done that before?
Bathed someone?
Yeah,
I guess so. I mean, I've certainly.
I mean, not
have
your
you?
Kids. Sure. It's I totally get this.
Oh.
It's pretty
sensual.
Yeah, it is. It's super intimate, and you're maybe talking at the time, and it's just an interesting thing.
Me and John do scrub each other's back with the loofah.
Yeah,
that's
does
nice.
That count? Does that count?
But
as
we're
bathing?
Not we're not talking. I mean, I think it kind of counts.
Yeah, it can count, but in a full on bathtub.
Oh well, she says shower. I put him in a shower and bathed him.
Yeah,
like that.
I think it's cool. Have you, Vinny?
I would say that I have never stood still for someone to do me from head to toe like that without me. You know,
it'd be kind of ticklish too.
Being like, all right, so you know now,
what's
right?
Next? Yeah, get to it.
Not necessarily that. I just would be like, yeah, now let me get you soaped up. Let's, you know, let's do this.
Anybody else? Human? Bryn?
No, I never did.
No.
Yeah, she never did that to me. Or
oh, well, maybe you should tell her.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'd give it a shot. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Gucci Mane. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I get her to scrub my back, too.
That's that's nice. I love that.
Because I can't reach it myself. That's about
it feels so good, too, when someone scrubs your back.
It does feel good.
It just feels like really good.
And listen, soap boobs, that's the best. Soapy boobs, yeah. I mean, not my boobs, a lady's boobs. You know, soapy boobs. Sure. That's like the...
Well, bodies slippery against each other feels is nice.
That is
excellent. Shower is excellent.
Gucci Mane is the guy... And I don't really know how he's so big because I don't have any of his records. And he did a ton of time. He got, I want to say 2 years ago he got out of jail, one.
And they actually got serious in 2010. So she stuck
was
with
that
him
before
through,
jail then.
I think so. I feel like you do. Like the things I hear about Gucci Mane are how he just got out of jail on arms charges or whatever
the other thing. Well, I think he threw some lady out of a car was one of the things he got in trouble for.
I was gonna ask if he had
domestic violence,
or actually if he had murdered somebody.
He's the guy with the face tattoo, the ice cream cone,
and
it's the stupidest tattoo I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and these guys usually have access to good tattoo artists, and I mean.
And that actually looks like one of those scarry tattoos. We looked it up this morning, a keloid.
In 2013, he served 183 days in jail for firearm possession, disorderly conduct, and carrying a concealed weapon, and marijuana possession, among others.
Oh, marijuana.
Before that, he was arrested for battery, aggravated assault, deadly weapon.
He is kind of a Richard.
He also had cocaine charges.
Oh, cocaine. Mm. Their wedding is going to be aired on BET.
Yeah.
Keisha Kayori and Gucci Mane. And she says, even my camera crew has to wear white. If you don't come dressed accordingly, you have to leave. I am so serious. Yeah. I guess everyone has to wear white. It's their wedding.
Well, I mean, that's...
That's the way.
Did you make your bridesmaids wear certain things?
Yeah, they wore a color.
All
usually,
right.
though, people, it's considered bad taste to wear white to a wedding. The only person in white is supposed to be the bride, but that's...
Well, it's her party, you know.
And she gets to say.
All
maybe she's wearing
rules
black.
Are changing, Sarah.
It's true. All the old rules are out the window, Vinny.
I saw a bride's dress that was red.
Ooh.
I was watching a show this weekend, and
was she
it was
Indian?
So beautiful. No.
Oh, just a random American
she was a black girl?
Girl,
yeah. But, God, the dress was gorgeous. It was just red.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know why we have to. It's like they say diamonds, we give diamonds for engagement rings because the diamond industry has such a strong lobby. Like it was not a tradition before this past century.
Mm. Right, but so many women grow up expecting that diamond that I think if you were the guy who said, listen, I'm going to change it up, I'm going to give her a ruby, she'd look at that thing and be like, you need to go back to the store.
Right.
Unless she asks for it. Some girls will ask for
I want
a different,
something different
stone. Yeah.
Well, and there it is. So some girls say, you know what I'm getting married in? A red dress. Mm-hmm. I'm bucking tradition. Bucking. Hey, what's coming up, Vinny?
It's taco day, everyone.
Oh. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:37, hump day morning. And this part of the program is brought to you by the Golden State Warriors. Join Yuzette at the Humane Society Silicon Valley's Tales and Ales on Saturday, October 14th. Yuzi's going to be there. You're going to be there from 11 to 4?
No, boy. I think I'll actually be there 11:30 to 1:30.
Okay, so you'll be there for a couple hours.
The whole
event goes all day, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Family fun activities, breweries, wineries at Google's Crittenden campus in Mountain View. Get tickets today at talesales.org.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be fun.
The 2017 NBA champion. Well, you're going to be there, so it is.
Right. I'll bring my little Ella.
Oh, cute. The 2017 NBA champions return to Oracle Arena Friday, October 13th for Kevin Durant NBA Finals MVP bobblehead night. Find verified official tickets at warriors.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For October, check out Old Oakland.
Okay.
Am I saying that correctly? Am I pronouncing mm-hmm. that right?
Mm-hmm. Old Oakland.
Okay. I don't want a Los Gatos Old Oakland.
Old Oakland.
I don't want no trouble, you know what I mean?
I 100% know what you mean.
Anyway, here's what's happening.
Okay.
I wanted to mention that the hockey season starts today, and the Sharks' home opener is tonight versus Philadelphia, 7:30, first puck.
All right.
Who's that?
Yuzette.
Oh. It was a question we had asked during the break.
So that was our boss then?
Okay.
Crunch. Anyway, here's what's happening. Did I say that?
Maybe.
No, I'll say it again.
Here's what's happening. I saw this one in the news this morning and was like, you know, that cussing under your breath.
I do. Man, I've been doing a lot of that lately.
Yahoo said Tuesday that the number of accounts impacted by the massive security breach in 2013 was 3 times larger than had originally been announced.
Yeah, it was all of them.
Every account. Every single one. All accounts were affected by the hack. Roughly 3 billion accounts were breached, the company now says, up from its earlier estimate of more than 1 billion. They have yet to disclose the cause of the breach, but of course they're now Verizon Communications.
Right.
And will, I think, go forward as a company called Oath.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the name of the
It was like thing? A combo of them and like AOL or something. They all squished together called Oath.
So I read something and sort of gave up on it about there is now just starting to be talk about maybe we need to eliminate Social Security numbers as a way of identifying yourself.
Right.
Because it seems they're out there to the extent that they're useless.
As far as something that would, you know, protect you in some way.
Right.
You know, the
it used to be the thing you had.
Right.
And they'd say, don't put that in your wallet, because if you lost your wallet,
then you've lost your card. Someone's got it. Oh.
And
now they can just get it from wherever they want.
With all the breaches, we have to be out there 3 times, 4 times right. over, right? I mean, between the Yahoo breach.
The small
comfort. And the Equifax breach.
The small comfort for Yahoo breach is that I lied about all my information just to set up my email accounts there. Anyway, I have like 5 email accounts for Yahoo. I use them for different, you know, when you're going to send, you got to put in an email for something you're buying online or something. And
So let me, for Oath, you mentioned AOL and Yahoo. The other brands underneath Oath are Huffington Post, Verizon Digital Media, Flickr, Tumblr.
Oh.
And then I don't know these other ones.
So that's going to be like sort of an umbrella that has all these various
brands. Yeah, if you go to Oath.com, it hits you with a pretty intense video.
Oh.
It's too much.
The thunder
whoever's
from down
doing
under?
The Oath, yeah, it's too much. Oh. Like less.
Well, the Yahoo hack is the largest one of all time.
3 billion, that's a lot.
They're now the record holder.
All right. Boy, now we're shooting for records. This is great.
Equifax is way down the list of hacks, as a matter of fact, as there's Yahoo, something called River City Media.
I don't River think City. They have my info. I'm not
Wait,
sure.
Wait, is River City Media the... Isn't it time?
Oh, Ashley Madison?
Is that... It can't be.
I don't know. What's
it can't
Rivers?
Be. River
That's
City Media.
One. They should... But it's not just... You know, the thing about Equifax was that was... You get a hold of that information. That's all that you are me, you know?
Oh, no, I understand. These are just the list of the
numbers,
biggest hacks.
Right.
The biggest hack was Yahoo now at $3 billion. Second is River City Media at $1.37 billion.
Oh, jeez.
Friend Finder, MySpace, Deep Root Analytics, LinkedIn, eBay, then Equifax.
Oh.
And LinkedIn is on there, too. Mm. So, you know... I've been on eBay. I'm definitely part of the Equifax thing. Yeah. LinkedIn has two on the list, as a matter of fact.
Oh, God.
I mean, people put, there's enough in there that you know, sort of, hey, I got this guy's thing over here, and this guy said, wow, I got a kind of a nice picture of this mm-hmm. one person's identity.
I can probably guess a few passwords here.
Get out there and go crazy.
Right.
Isn't that great news?
It is. Oh, it's wonderful news, Vinny. In comparison to some news we've gotten recently.
On top of that, the IRS awards a multi-million dollar fraud prevention contract to...
Equifax.
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Stop it!
The no-bid contract was issued last week as the company continued facing fallout from its massive security breach.
What does this new... What is this?
They're going to pay $7.25 million to verify taxpayer identities and help prevent fraud. The IRS just hired Equifax. Mm.
I there's so many things in life I can't grasp. I just can't grasp that.
How is that possible?
Really? Is that what's happening?
They say it was a no-bid contract, too. You couldn't get on the phone. I mean, we have to get multiple bids for stuff. Every one of us does. You getting a floor done? You have two people out.
At least. Yeah.
Getting some paint done? You get two people out.
Yeah.
You're going to verify people's identities, get a couple people, you know, out. IRS.
How about get the guys that didn't throw all our identities in the trash recently?
That's crazy.
Oh, sadness.
Did you find out River City?
Yeah, so it seems like they're focused on spamming people. So they kind of like hack into other people's accounts.
Oh,
and
so
find...
they're like a collector of...
Right. So
they love this Yahoo. They're probably the ones who hack Yahoo.
Yeah, they're involved in, like, you know, the sweepstakes and credit checks and trying to get you to sign up for educational options, whatever it is.
Sure.
So they have a huge database of everybody's information, and their stuff got leaked.
Oh, happy joy.
Over 1.something billion.
Oh, yeah. They're the second on the list. Mm.
Just what a delight.
Now for some good news.
Okay.
Today is National Taco Day.
Ooh.
But it's not Tuesday.
Yeah, it's got to be Taco Day.
I love tacos.
What's not to love, Vinny? I'm making tacos tonight.
I love that we set your menu every day here.
Yeah, did you have McDonald's or In-N-Out yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Did you?
That.
No.
You were the one of all of us.
I know.
John made chicken Caesar salad.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, it was good.
So what else about tacos?
What other kinds of stuff about the taco?
More than 95% of Americans say they like tacos.
Yeah, who are these weird 5%ers?
Yeah.
It's the thing we all love.
Yeah.
Tacos.
Can't argue with tacos. Oh, you got a taco truck? Great.
Yep.
In. That's all you got. Tacos. I'm in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Tacos. Mm-hmm.
What kind you got?
Right. I'll take any kind.
There's things that come down the list for me, but for sure any kind.
What's number one? A killer fish taco. That's got to be number one.
I wouldn't put fish taco number one, but I do love fish tacos.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got to want the beef taco.
I like a chicken taco, man.
I like
a
chicken taco.
I don't like fish tacos. I don't like fish and tortillas together.
Oh,
what?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I just...
But with the cabbage and the...
Cabbage.
Yeah, cabbage, yeah.
Cabbage on your fish taco.
What are you, crazy?
Well, see, I won't eat a fish taco, so I don't know anything about this cabbage you speak of on my taco.
So good.
Yeah. Do you remember when I first told you about the fish tacos?
I told us about Rubio's.
Rubio's.
Yeah, Rubio's.
And then all of a sudden they start popping up.
They were everywhere, Vinny. And now fish tacos are everywhere.
Well, so, they're so good.
There is There's no argument for me on that.
That was a beef or a pork taco.
That was one
of
the
pork's nice.
Few good times I had with Shooty was we went to Rubio's after you talked about it on the air.
We actually had a
Did you guys
nice
not get
lunch.
Along? I didn't know you and Shooty didn't have good times.
Well, he's kind of angry.
He is an angry dude. There's no question.
Yeah.
He's much better now that he's out of radio. Radio wasn't good for him. He was the sky is falling guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What just happened? I think we're all fired. Dude. Every day with that.
Yeah. I actually think that, because I always say, listen, no one dies in radio. Like, you know, because we'll get, something's going on and we're free. I think I actually might have said that because of Shooty. Like, he would be losing his mind over stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't good for him.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a good time at Rubio's. So thanks for suggesting
Great.
That, Jenny.
Good times with fish tacos. Happy taco day, everybody.
They are so delicious.
I'm doing tacos. I got to text John.
Oh, boy.
I like traditional tacos where you just have carne asada, a little onion, a little cilantro, and pico de gallo. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm. But I'll also fry up those shells and make my own sort of chicken.
Oh, I forgot about that. I did that one time because of you guys. That was good. I should do that again.
You buy those store ones?
No, I usually
I can't even get it out of my mouth. I do sometimes buy
those the crunchy ones.
Yeah,
but no, I'll just buy corn tortillas and just
put them on the fire. Or
no, I put them in tin foil and stick them in the oven for a while so that they're
soft.
Those soft shells that I found that you don't fry, they don't crack. They're mi abuelos.
From Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Abuelitas.
I can't remember
tortillas.
The name. They're so good. Yeah. Those you can do you don't even need to warm them up.
Right.
Nice.
So good.
What about it? Is that a type of taco, woman?
76% of us eat tacos at least once every few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
The most popular taco filling is?
Probably ground beef.
Carne asada.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that just chopped steak?
Yeah.
Okay.
The rest of the five most popular are... Barbacoa?
Oh, that's barbecue pork.
Barbacoa.
I never even heard of that.
So good.
I've never heard of it either.
Really?
I'm looking at that word like there's a typo here, right?
No, that's it. We had those. That was one of the options at your party, right, Bryn?
I didn't even notice.
Barbacoa? Yeah.
So it's a type of cooking that originated in the Caribbean with the Tejano people. And it's a term
Tejano people. Wow.
Tejano.
Wow. Yeah, Tejano. You know the Tejanos?
Nope.
Chicken.
Tejanos, barbacoa, all news to me.
Chorizo, pork sausage, and lastly, veggies on the list of most popular. I'll eat a veggie taco every time.
I'll do it.
I'd make bean tacos.
Mm. Yeah, I'll have a bean taco.
72%. Let me ask you this. Taco, burrito. Taco. Or burrito.
Taco.
That's tough.
You know, the thing about a burrito is I would go burrito. I think I would go burrito.
I'd go half burrito.
Half of a burrito? What?
Yeah, a full burrito is very filling.
You just get a small one.
Wears you down.
A kitty size. They are huge. Sometimes they're huge.
Right?
You know, at most restaurants, you can go, give me a kitty size one. They'll give you a tiny one. So what do people pick? What do you say, taco or burrito?
I go taco.
Hard shell or soft shell?
Hard.
Either kind. But I do like those fried up shells, man. If my mom makes those fried shells, chicken tacos, right there at home, that's like the best taco I could have.
Big
taco or quesadilla?
Taco.
Taco. Oh.
I'm good on
I can never have another quesadilla in my life.
No. I like quesadillas, too.
I love quesadillas.
I must not be getting good ones, because, man, it's like, I'm always like, could there be a tenth of the cheese here? I don't want to just eat a block of cheese.
Oh, you don't?
I actually don't.
Oh, I look at the quesadilla as a guacamole delivery system.
Yeah, it's like a really hefty tortilla chip that you're just...
All right.
Our text number is 800-400. 781 says, I'm with you, Z. Never had someone bathe me, but that level of pampering sounds awesome.
Oh.
And I'd be super appreciative of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a lot of people are going to get bathed today because of the Gucci Mane story.
Right.
Well, it sounds nice. It's just you'd think that would lead to more. It has to lead to more.
I'm sure it led to more, Vin.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe it was after the fact and it led to sleeping. Like, now you're all clean and scrubbed.
Oh, all right.
You know.
I made my husband in the shower once a week just to get him back to baseline level of clean.
Okay. She has to be.
Jesus. Who are these people who aren't showering?
I don't know.
Oh, my God, you guys. I got my water. Speaking of not showering, I got my water bill yesterday.
I wasn't.
For the last, whatever it is, the last month. The last 2 months, and it's down by 25% because one of my kids moved out. The daily showerer is gone.
Oh, because
and our
he
bill
was,
went down 25%.
He was taking those long teenager showers.
I don't know what he was doing in there, but he took a shower every single
day.
You
know exactly what he was doing
in there. I don't know
what
he was doing in there.
I've told you this since we first met.
What he was doing in there.
There I am, locking the door. Army manning the Playboys into the bathroom, locking the door, but that's the only safe place.
But it was from July 20th to September 20th, and he's only gone a month of that. He was only, and he was home for a few of those weekends. So I'm like, holy crap, next month's or 2 months from now, it's going to be even lower.
So how much was it?
Well, it was whatever it was, but we had used like 8,000 less gallons. I was like, oh my God.
Dang.
This
Berkeley.
Is great. Berkeley's water bill.
Water
going
alert!
Up.
Hold on, where's an alarm? Sound an alarm!
Doot, doot, doot.
Doot,
young
doot.
Clarky's headed your way.
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny.
I know, isn't that hilarious?
Well, it's teenager showers, man.
Yep.
They're universal. Everybody with a teenager knows. Sandy used to be like, "What are you doing in there?
Getting clean, Mom."
One more minute.
Didn't Sandy know what you were doing in there? I mean, come on.
You know what? Maybe she was polite enough to not say, but I truly don't think she understood boys.
Because she wouldn't knock on the door. I mean, like, I just don't knock on the door. They're in the shower. Like, they get to be left alone. I don't want to know. As far as I'm concerned, nothing's happening in there. They're soaping up, doing an excellent job.
Right.
Taking each individual toe and cleaning it wet for
God,
like a minute.
God, the things I had going on in there, and all that separated me was the door. Mm. I had like the magazine outside the shower, God. And I'm trying to dry my hand, one hand off to flip the page. Oh, of all the things, God.
Oh, Lord. Between that and your bedroom closet.
Well, you know. Mm. Teenagers.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I got the Hot 100.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.